We continue our learning. We continue our discussion of chalitza. Chaltza v'sandal she'eno shelo. Let's say the shoe or the sandal, we said sandal l'chatchila, that's used for the chalitza does not belong to the yavam. Or v'sandal shaleitz, or is made of wood, but it's wood covered with leather, so leather is okay. But here it's wood covered with leather. Oh, v'shel small bayamin. Oh, the shoe was made for the left foot, but it was put on the yavam's right foot. Chalitza k'sheira. Halacha here that the chalitza is kosher. In these cases, the chalitza is good only b'di'evin. Chachamim said chalitza should not be performed with any of these shoes. Why? Because each one could possibly lead to a chalitza that's disqualified. How so? Let's say, take the example of a sandal that's not his. Maybe you'll end up using one that's too large. Like people put on someone else's tefillin. They think they're yotzei the mitzvah and it hasn't been adjusted and it's just too big. Or maybe it's too small and it's not going to cover most of the foot. So that would be completely disqualified, and that's why, as we'll see in the Mishnah, so therefore it's better not to use someone else's sandal. Then not only the chalitza sandal has to be made of leather, as we said. So if it's completely wood, it would not be good. A wood covered with leather is fine, b'di'evid, but we're afraid that if we allow them to use a wooden sandal covered with leather, so he may end up using one where there's no, you don't have leather and it's just wood. And chalitza performed with the left sandal is only good if it was placed on the right foot. So if we allow him to use a left foot sandal on the right foot, he may end up using it for the left foot on the left foot, and that would not be a kosher chalitza either. And that's why with lechatchila we should not be using a shell small by yamin. Then the Mishnah says chaltza the gadol shehu yachol lahalech bo over katan shehu chofes rov aglo chalitza sekshera. If he did chalitza with the chalitza where the shoe was large, but he could still walk, it's too large for him, but he could still walk in it, or a sandal that was too small, but it covered most of the foot, so that is also, that's acceptable, b'di'evin. But if it's but we shouldn't use that lechatchila either, because if you really could not walk in it, or if it didn't cover most of his foot, so then it would not be acceptable at all. That's based on the fact that the pasuk says the language that we use in the Torah. We number one we say beis chalutz hanal. And that teaches us, I'm allowed to use a sandal, a na'al, mikol makom, which means I can use, it sounds like I can use any type of na'al. The problem is the pasuk also says, v'chaltzo na'alo. So on the one hand, it's chaltzo na'alo, his shoe. And then, beis chalutza na'al, sounds like na'al in general is okay. So why do you say na'alo? So the Gemara learns out, na'alo haro'ilo. Prat l'na'al gadol she'enu yachol lahalech bo, uprat l'katan she'enu chofer rov raglo. So this comes to include, na'alo comes to include something that's too big for him to walk in, something that's too small that it doesn't cover most of the foot, or a sandal that doesn't have a heel. So in all of these cases, so that's, yes, na'al on the one hand is okay, b'di'eved, but na'alo comes to exclude several of these types of sandals which would not be acceptable. So nonetheless, but the evidence, several of them are going to be acceptable. So then the Mishnah says, what about chaltza balayla? Let's say you did the chalitza at night. Chalitzasa ksheira. According to the Tanakhama, it's acceptable. Rabbi Eliezer posel. What's that based on? So according to the Tanakhama, based on the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, that where the Gemara said, Mishnah says, Dini Mamanos Dunin Biyom V'gomrin Balayla. When it comes to Dini Mamanos, so the halacha is a chalitza is like a Gemar Din. And the halacha is that since chalitza is like dine mamonos, because she's collecting ksuba, so therefore we say it's if it's chaltza balayla, it's going to be b'di'evit, it's going to be kosher, because dine mamonos, although we're supposed to judge during the v'gomrim, it's a gemar din, and the gemar din can be done at night, and it's like dine mamonos because it's a ksuba, but it can be completed at night. And Rabbi Eliezer says it's possible. Why? Because he believes that chalitza is it's like Tchilas din. It's like the beginning of a din, and not like Gemar din. And Tchilas din has to be done during the daytime. Only Gemar din can be done at night. And Halach, in fact, follows Rabbi Eliezer, says the Rambam Hilchos Yibum Perek Dalet. Bismol, if she did the chalitzo from the sandal on the left foot, chalitas of psula. We learn exera shava raglo raglo from mitzora. Just like there, it's the bohen raglo hayimanis. So too, it has to be yimanis on the right side. Rabbi Eliezer Machshir, he said we don't follow him, but he says the chalitza is kosher on the left foot, and he does not learn this gzeirah shava from mitzora. Perek Yud Beis Mishnah Gimel Chaltza Varakaka. She, the woman, the almana, the yavama, takes off the na'al of the yavam, the rakaka, and she then does the spitting, as it says, v'chaltza na'alo me'ara glo v'yaraka b'fanav, avalo kara. But she didn't read the psukim, as we'll learn in Pasuk Vav, the psukim she's supposed to say. Let's say she did that, chalitza k'shera, but the evidence chalitza is okay, because if you're missing the kriya, which is dibur, and not maise, it does not disqualify the chalitza. Kara v'rakaka avalo chaltza, if she read the psukim and did the spitting, but you didn't do the chalitza, didn't remove the shoe, chalitza psula. So that's not going to be acceptable to exempt this woman from yibum and allow her to remarry someone else because you're missing the chalitza sanal. Chaltza vikara avalo rakika. Let's say she did the chalitza, remove the shoe, and she said the psukim, but she didn't spit. So that's a machlokes. Rabbi Eliezer Omer chalitza psula. So Rabbi Eliezer says, no, if it's missing a maise, it's ma'akev the chalitza, and rakika, spitting is considered a maise, just like removing the shoe, and therefore it's disqualified. Rabbi Akiva Omer chalitza sakshera, because he believes that, yes, lacking maybe the chalitza is ma'akev, but the spitting does not, or lacking that, it does not pass over the chalitza. Rabbi Eliezer, kacha yeyaselo ish, kol davar shu maise ba'ish. So Rabbi Eliezer says, kacha yeyaseh, kol davar shu maiseh ma'akev. So Rabbi Eliezer comes to defend his position by saying, you know why the chalitza is psula if you don't spit? Because it says, kacha yeyaseh, anything that has the status of a maaseh, which includes spitting, is ma'akev. Amar Rabbi Akiva, misham raya. Then you bring a raya from there, kacha yeyaseh lo'ish. Kol davar shehu maise ba'ish, says Rabbi Akiva, no, it is ma'akev. Says Rabbi Akiva, it all depends on what's a maise lo'ish. What does that mean? Maise ba'ish is shenase begufo shelo'ish, which is the chalitza of the na'al from his foot. The rakika is not a maise begufo shelo'ish, and therefore, even if she didn't do the spinning, the chalitza is kasher b'dieved. And therefore, that's the machlokas. So the focus, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is on kacha yeyaseh. And according to Rabbi Akiva, you know why rakika, spitting, is not ma'akev, because it's kacha yeyaseh lo'ish. Anything that's going to be done on the man's body, which is removal of the shoe, has nothing. Therefore, rakika is not ma'akev.